Let's talk about mental health and how it's hard to gain control of myself. How it's not so easy to ask for help when I'm going through so much hell. Listen, hardships create hard steps. It's difficult to get out of bed. It's difficult to get these thoughts out of my head. While I'm trying to pursue something I never did, I'm stuck in my past, chasing closure, trying to run past the unknown because I'm getting older. Childhood trauma, relationship drama, trying to discern the periods from the commas. Who needs to stay? What needs to go? Suffering in silence while no one knows. How do I stay sane with these thoughts in my brain, keeping my faith in a time of strain? My mind is filthy, my heart is empty, yearning for a cleanse, pursuing amends with the pain that haunts me over and over again. Welcome to the Mind Control Series.
Girl, look. Don't use God.
Don't use God for your own personal.
Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're
burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming.
We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God had for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after.
What's up, y'all, and welcome back to the Living in Pursuit podcast. It's your girl, Drea, as you already know. Thank you so much for listening to the Living in Pursuit podcast. I really, truly appreciate it. I thank you guys for leaving a review. I thank you for sharing these episodes with your family, your friends, your social media following. I just truly appreciate it. There was not an episode last week because I was going through a really tough 2 weeks, mentally, emotionally. There was one day, it was like on a weekend, I was literally in my house, like having a breakdown, just crying and just going through all of these emotions and all of these thoughts and insecurities and feelings of rejection and just all kinds of things. And it brought me to a place of really trying to understand why I was feeling like this and why my mind was taking me to such a place. And I literally was just like, I had a breakdown and I'm sitting up here like, God, what is this? I had never felt this before. I'm always like a joyful, funny person. Like, I'm always in good spirits, always in a good mood. But this time it was different. It was strange. It was depressed. It was depressing. And I couldn't wrap my head around why I was feeling this way. And while feeling like this and while going through the types of thoughts and emotions that I was going through, I had to understand that, oh, I was triggered in such a way that it brought me to want to seek therapy. And as I was going through this breakdown, after I had kind of, you know, got myself together, I was just asking the Lord, I'm like, why is this happening to me? And why all of a sudden? Because like I said, like, the last 2 weeks have been very trying for me mentally, emotionally. I haven't been in a good place. Like, I've been, my mind has just been all over the place. I've been demotivated. I haven't been able to focus on anything. Even when I'm at work trying to do my work, I couldn't focus on anything. And I'm sitting up here like, what is going on? I wasn't in my Bible as much. I wasn't listening to sermons as much. And I'm sitting up here like, what is this? And when I had that breakdown, it just brought me to a place where I started seeking therapy. And I'm like, these types of thoughts were the thoughts that I had in a previous season. These feelings and emotions are emotions that I had in a previous season. Why are they following me? Why have they traveled with me to a new season of prosperity and seeing God's promises, and I'm stronger now, I'm better now. Why are these feelings and emotions following me? And after I sought therapy, I felt a relief because I knew that this was something that God was trying to show me that I have yet to deal with. We talk about healing emotionally, healing the heart, but we never talk about healing the mind. We never talk about mental health, especially as Black people, especially as Black women. We never, and Black men, we never talk about mental health. And these types of thoughts and these types of emotions have been lingering and festering in my mind for so long that now I feel as though God is bringing me into a season of much clarity. Much clarity, like not even about purpose, not even just about, you know, my future. It's about detoxifying my mind from hindering detrimental thoughts, thought processes, how I've processed things over the years, how I've processed and analyzed my trauma, things that I have yet to deal with, things that we put in the back of our minds, things that we don't talk about, the suffering in silence, the thoughts and the emotions that we do not address. So I really, honestly, I think that God is bringing us into this place, like this transitional place, to change our thought processes, how we think about things, why we think about things, how we've processed some things in our past, how we've incorrectly and improperly processed and analyzed things that have caused us to live in this place and space of confusion. The way we think about ourselves, I really feel like God is bringing into the scripture, bringing that scripture alive. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You can't really be transformed if you still think the same. If you still have this idea about yourself that is not in alignment with God's idea of yourself, you can't really be transformed mentally if you still have yet to come to a revelation of truth. We believe so much of the lies that we tell ourselves, so much of the lies that other people tell us, or that our insecurities or the devil himself tells us. We've believed these things for so long that they've become a part of our understanding. And God is saying, no, I'm about to release my daughters, release my sons from wrong thinking, wrong ideas, wrong thought processes. I am about to transform your mind in such a way that now living in pursuit isn't going to be as hard. Living in pursuit is going to be a smooth transition, because now you're going to understand yourself more. Now you're going to understand who you are. Now you're going to understand who you aren't. Now you are going to pursue the right things, the right mindset. Now you're going to live in pursuit in such a way that nothing from your past can keep you stagnant. Nothing from your past is going to hold you back. And I'm excited about this series. It's in depth, but I know for a fact that if this is happening to me and I've gotten this revelation, then it's definitely needed on the podcast. So I'm going to be bringing in some guests for this series. I'm going to bring in some mental health professionals, and we're just going to talk about some things, addressing trauma, suffering in silence, just really how to process properly, how to analyze your thoughts, how to be aware of your triggers, things of that nature. So I'm excited. Make sure you guys are subscribed. Make sure you leave a review. Make sure you are just tuned in to this conversation. Make sure that you have an open mind and that you are truly paying attention to the words that are being said on this podcast in these episodes. So this is the first episode of the Mind Control series. I kind of want to go into what I have prepared for you guys. So let's get into it. So there are some thoughts, there are some ideas, and some imaginations that God wants you to let go of. Like, mental health is detrimental to your purpose. Without a healthy mental health, you cannot live the life that God is wanting you to live. You have to get your mind right. You have to. A lot of the times we are suffering from ideas and thoughts and things of that nature, so much to the point where it attacks our focus, it attacks our discipline, it attacks our daily walk with God. It attacks our pursuits in such a way that we don't even understand why, or we don't understand what's going on. We just feel like, oh, I'm just having one of those days. Like, why are you having one of those days? Like, what is the root? Why do we keep over processing and over analyzing things? Why does this one thing keep coming up and showing up in different areas of our lives? We talk a lot about not being led by our emotions, but we have yet to address why we feel the way we feel, and how did we even get to the point of giving into our emotions? It starts with a thought. You've been carrying burdens in your mind, trying to process something that was never meant for you to understand. Some of us are dealing with generational mindsets. Some of us are dealing with some things that our parents have dealt with, our grandparents have dealt with. Do y'all understand? Like, okay, so look, I've been watching a lot of slave series, like on television, streaming a lot of like series and stuff like that. If y'all watch like the newer episodes and the newer series regarding slavery, those slaves went through a lot of mental health issues, a lot of trauma, a lot of detriment. They were going through a lot of things mentally. And what we don't understand is, oh, we think, oh, slavery, it was just done. Like, slavery happened, you know. Shout out to my ancestors for going through so much for me. Like, no. Like, the things that they went through are still lingering. It's still within us. It's still within our bloodline. It's still within our generation. And we want to fight generational curses so bad. You don't even know what you're fighting. Some of us are fighting mental health issues. Some of us are fighting mental illnesses, and we don't even know it. Like, have we even been to a mental health professional? Have we even gone to a doctor, a therapist? Have we even tried to process our trauma? Like, you dealing with something that your great-grandmother has dealt with that she never got a revelation for. And this time around, in this season, God is saying, I want to heal your mind. I want to heal you from that stuff. And the first thing, the very first thing that we need to do is to renew our minds. The thoughts that make you sad, the thoughts that make you sin, the thoughts that make you do something that takes you out of the will of God or away from His presence. We have to identify those things. Identify why you think about the things that you think about. Like, there is a root to everything you think about and do. And God wants to get to the root of that thought and those thoughts that keep tormenting you. It's not gonna, he's not gonna just take it away. He's gonna show you why it's tormenting you and then heal you from it. We be trying to heal so blindly. We be thinking, oh, it's this when really it's that. Like, we want to be healed so bad and don't know what we need to be healed from. Some of these thoughts and ideas are imprisoning. Like, some of us allow our thoughts to imprison us. And it's so damaging. It's so damaging. Most of us are damaged and don't even know why. Okay, so you're probably thinking, okay, how do I renew my mind? Okay, the first thing you have to do is eliminate the voices. We have to compartmentalize the voices in our heads. For me, what I've been doing recently is really paying attention to what I think about and asking God, why did I think about that? And Him giving me an answer, me writing it down, and me just taking down data or collecting data and information about myself and my mind. Like, really getting to know my mind. The things that I ignore, the things that I put in the back of my mind, the things that I immediately stop thinking about. I literally analyze that. Why did I just think about that? Why is that there? And I put the negative stuff over here. I put the positive stuff over here. I put the things that I just simply don't understand over here, like persecution and why people have a hateful heart or attitude towards me. I label that, give it to God, so I can let it go and leave it alone in that moment. Anytime a thought comes up, I look or remember my list that I've made and identify which voice this is in my head. I then find scriptures and studies on the mind in the Bible. I want to know what people in the Bible went through during this particular subject. I want to know what God has already said about this. Like, nothing we're going through is new. It's not new to God. It's new to us. Another thing I've done, like I mentioned, is I started therapy. And baby, let me tell y'all, look, therapy, that's something else. Because you're talking about the things that you don't want to talk about or that you haven't talked about in years. Like, you're really going back to your childhood. You're going back to very personal and vulnerable ideas and thoughts. Like, trying to process that in a healthy way. And it's been life-changing for me. Like, I just had two sessions and I went to betterhelp.com and I found me a online therapist, and it's actually very it's very cool. Like, I'm just gonna let y'all know that right now. Like, it's very convenient. You can schedule sessions with your therapist anytime you need to. They send you worksheets and workbooks and things for you to work on outside of the sessions, and it's really good. Like, look, y'all need to try it, but understand, this is the process. This is something new for you, so don't be intimidated. But if you really want to get healed and God is really calling you to a season of renewing your mind, sis, bro, betterhelp.com. Stop playing. The second thing you have to do is watch what you hear, watch, and react to. Like, take account of your reactions. what you watch and what you hear, like, this opens the door to triggers. The floodgates of emotion comes in, leaving you in a puddle of doubt. I slowly began to stop listening to a lot of podcasts and pastors. It's like you let too many people's opinions and interpretations control your thought process. God be wanting to lead you away from something. You hear a sermon that references the story of Abraham. Now you thinking you should go forth. No. No. And I'm not saying hearing the word is bad for you. I'm just saying watch what you listen to in the season that you're in. The enemy is going to do everything he can to detour you. And another thing, if you're only getting a word from like pastors, then, you know, something is wrong from jump. Like, you really need to be getting this word yourself from God. I found that a lot of times when I'm in the middle of processing new information, I will watch a sermon, or I would just listen to like a podcast or listen to something else that goes against what I've already been trying to process or in the middle of processing, and it would just confuse me even more. So God literally had to say, you're listening, your intake process is too much. You need to control your intake process. Stop intaking so much. Stop talking to everybody about your issues. Stop intaking everyone's opinions about what God wants you to do or the things that you're doing in your life, the things that you're in pursuit of. Everybody don't know anything about what you're going through, what God wants you to do. These types of conversations only can come from you and God in a place of vulnerability. You can't share your vulnerability with everybody. When you do this, you're only adding thoughts to the pot. Like, you're collecting so much information that now you don't know how to do, you don't know how to process, or you don't know what to do with them. So stop. Watch what you hear. Watch what you see. Watch what you listen to. The third thing you need to do is pay attention to the thoughts you entertain and check your responses. Are you responding out of fear? Are you responding out of faith? Are you responding out of rejection or hurt? Look at who you turn into when you feel rejected. Do you turn mean? Do you start gossiping? What is your response? What is your reaction? Renewing your mind means to pursue a new one, but that takes time. Like, this isn't going to happen overnight. We want to go back to the lies that we've been settling for so bad. Oh, I just don't want to think about this. I just don't want to go through this. So I'm going to just go back to settling for this. Settling for this torment. Settling for... And a lot of y'all have been in toxic relationships. And a lot of that stuff that you think about still, like, that's still there. Those thoughts are still there, and God wants to heal you from that. I can't tell y'all how many toxic thoughts were going through my head. And when I mentioned thoughts and ideas from a previous season, I'm literally talking about toxic thoughts over the course of 7 years. 7 years of trauma, trying to process trauma, trying to let go of certain thoughts, trying to run away from certain thoughts. Like, God is like, some of that stuff is still there. And this new season is going to cause you to renew your mind and get rid of all of those toxic thoughts. Don't y'all want to get rid of them thoughts that torment you every day, that hinder you, that keep you from pursuing certain things? Don't you want to be healed in your mind? How you respond determines the path you take. If you respond negatively, you do something negative. You actually stop operating in faith and start operating in fear, trying to prevent something from happening. Thus, leaving God out of the equation. Thus, not giving God the opportunity to move in the situation. When you respond positively, you do something positive to back that thought up. Your faith starts kicking in. okay, well, instead of reacting and thinking negatively about this, I choose to have faith that God will fight my battle, thus leaving me to do nothing but pray. When you think positively about something, you can give God the opportunity to usher you into prayer. You can give God the opportunity to show you who he is. Faith without works is what? Put some action behind your positive thoughts. This creates a healthy thought life. This creates healthier thought processes. So when opposition comes, you immediately have the opportunity to respond differently. You have to start responding differently. You have to know what you're responding to and why you're responding that way. You can't, as you mature spiritually, physically, mentally, you can't keep using the excuse, oh, this is just how I am. Oh, this is just how I process things. Like, you can't be okay with the things that you've come up with in your mind. You trust your mind? I don't trust my mind at all. Like, which is why this new season of mind control, learning how to control my thoughts and control my mind, is vital to me. I can't be out here just thinking any kind of way. I can't be out here just responding any kind of way. I can't be reacting any kind of way. The level and the influence that God is about to give me, like, I can't respond how I used to respond to people when I feel some type of way. I can't act the way I used to act when I feel hurt or judged or rejected or whatever. It's time to truly renew our minds. And during this series, I'm going to teach you how. I'm going to show you what's been working for me. I'm going to show you the things that God has, the instructions that God has given me to fully learn how to control my mind, to understand and process things in a better way, in a healthier way. So I hope you all stick around. I hope that you guys was blessed by this awakening, by this first series of, by this first episode of the Mind Control series. I love you guys. Thank you so much for the support. I have JJ on my arm right now. He's sitting in my lap and he keeps making noises, and I'm about to go get my belt. So stay tuned, you guys. I know that you will love this series. I know that it will be a blessing to you. Make sure you share this episode. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you follow your girl on Instagram, The Drea K. All of the information that you need will be listed in the show notes, also in my Instagram bio. Please sign up for my email list. You never know what I'm going to be doing. I might go live on Facebook one day. I might do a pop-up Zoom meeting, might do a simultaneous prayer call. I might send you some revelations or send you some journal entries or something like that. Whenever the spirit moves, hello. You never know what I'm going to do or what I'm led to do. So make sure you all sign up for my email list. And I will just talk to y'all next week. Also, on my Instagram, The Drea K, I'm going to be going live with various people in different industries, and we're going to be talking about mental health. If you haven't already, make sure you go watch the live that I did with The Christian Bae. If you all don't know who she is, then go listen to her podcast, go follow her on Instagram and other social media platforms. We're going to be going live tonight with Ebony Evans again. She has been a guest on our podcast last season, so we're doing a lot on Instagram. So y'all need to go over there, stop playing, go ahead and follow me. I know y'all on social media, y'all be looking at other people's pages and stuff. Y'all need to come find me, okay? I'm gonna talk to y'all in my next episode. I love you all so much. Bye.